उर्मिला दीक्षित वर्सेस सुनील शरण दीक्षित, सुप्रीम कोर्ट रूलिंग ऑन सीनियर सिटीजन प्रॉपर्टी राइट्स। उर्मिला दीक्षित वर्सेस सुनील शरण दीक्षित, सीए नंबर 10927-024, 2 जनवरी 2025। जस्टिस संजय करोल एंड जस्टिस चूडलायल टी रवि कुमार। Right of a senior citizen to claim back their transferred property under the Section 23 of the Maintenance and Welfare of the Parents and Senior Citizens Act, 2007. The case of Urmila Dikshit versus Sunil Sharan Dikshit, decided on 2 January 2025 by the Supreme Court of India, centers on the rights of senior citizens to reclaim property transferred under the expectation of care, as outlined in Section 23 of the Maintenance and Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizens Act, 2007. Brief facts. In 2019, Mrs. Urmila Dikshit, a senior citizen, executed a gift deed transferring her immovable property to her son, Mr. Sunil Sharan Dikshit. This transfer was made with the implicit understanding that her son would provide for her basic needs and welfare. However, following the transfer, Mrs. Dikshit alleged that her son neglected her, failing to provide the necessary care and maintenance. Feeling aggrieved, she sought to annul the gift deed under Section 23(1) of the Maintenance and Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizens Act, 2007, which allows for such revocation when the transferee fails to fulfill their obligations towards the senior citizen. Final judgment. The Supreme Court examined the provisions of Section 23(1) of the Act, which states that any transfer of property by a senior citizen, subject to the condition that the transferee provides basic amenities and physical needs, can be declared void if such obligations are not met. The Court noted that the absence of an explicit maintenance clause in the gift deed does not preclude the applicability of Section 23. The implicit expectation of care inherent in the parent-child relationship suffices to invoke this provision. Consequently, the court ruled in favor of Mrs. Dikshit, declaring the gift deed void and restoring the property to her. This judgment underscores the judiciary's commitment to protecting the rights and welfare of senior citizens, ensuring that property transfers conditioned upon care are honored, and providing legal recourse when they are not.